Okay, good morning. Three short ideas, three sukkahs ideas with the Imre Emes, Suchos Yogan Aleinu. Learning should be Lili Nishmas, my grandfather's yard site's coming up this week. Moshe Chai ben Edidio, Rav Tzvi ben Reuven Nosson, Daniel Sar Bas Hillel, Zer Sar Alevi. So three ideas. The first idea comes to us from the Imre Emes, Tuf Reish Samach Zvav, Yom Beis. And the Imre Emes, so beautifully, the son of this Fas Emes, says the following. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Lamanav Aminav, a non-Jew comes to Shammai and Tehillel, and she says, "Giyarni al Menashe Tamandini Kol Torah Kula, Kishani Oimid al Regel Achas." Teach me the entire Torah as if I'm standing on one foot. And Shammai pushes him away, but Hillel tells him, "Talecha Zani Lo Savit." Right, whatever you don't want to yourself, don't do to others. Meaning, Va'aturecha Kamocha. That's the whole, and the rest is the perish. Says the Imre Emes, "Al Regel Achas" doesn't just refer to one foot. But what he was really asking is, teach me al regal achas, the one regal. What is the regal? He referred to regal first to sukkahs. Teach me what sukkahs is all about. Al regal achas, what sukkahs is all about? The halimidu. And what is Hillel answer? And he says, says the MMS, you want to get to klal golda b'toira, first you have to have v'avdurecha kamaicha. V'avdurecha kamaicha, love your friend like yourself, care and commit. And be sensitive and caring and kind, and then you could come to Torah. And he says that's the avod of Sukkos. The avod of Sukkos is v'avdurecha kamaicha, and then you could come to Simchas Torah. Masha Simchas Torah, who davar echad min Sukkos, it's really connected. Yachtav sha'adei avas Yisrael yicholam lagi l'Torah. Says the Imre Emes, you want to get to Hailuk and Simchas Torah, you want to know how to prepare, how to connect, and how to commit to Simchas Torah. Make sure to be kind and caring and kind and committed and chol moed. The keep it out of aim and with the children, and when you have more time, more downtime, make sure you're caring and sensitive, and a little more sensitive. A beautiful insight from the Imre Emes of what Hillel, what the deeper aspect of what Hillel was trying to teach to that ger, all about Av, Yisrael and Sukkos leading to Simchas Torah. Idea number two comes to us from the Imre Emes in Yer Tufresh Samaches Lel Beis, and he quotes the Gemara in Tainis and Yer Al from the Beis. The Gemara says there, Kadosh Sharoi Besoch Meov. That a person should make their innards, their insides, they should make it holy. The Gemara's context is really talking about whether fasting is a good thing, fasting is not a good thing. But the Gemara of the days, the Gemara says, Kadosh Shori B'soch Me'ov, that a person should make themselves holy in their insides. Says the Imre Emes, this is actually a pasuk in Devarim Tazai in Yigimel. The pasuk says by Sukkos, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh L'cha. Right, you should make for yourself a sukkah, you should make for yourself. That's a push-up shot. Says the Imre Emes, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh L'cha means Sheha'odom Atzmo Ye'aseh Sukkah, that you make yourself a sukkah. You make for yourself a holy place. You make yourself a mishkan, a mikdash. And then it quotes the Medrash about Kol Atzmosei Tamarna, that all our whole bones, our whole essence should be one of praising the Rabbonu Shalom. And he says, look at the Da'al Minim. The Da'al Minim, the lulav is connected to the spine, the esrog corresponds to the heart, the dasim corresponds to the eyes, and the arvos corresponds to the lips. The Da'al Minim, we're supposed to shake Da'al Minim, Pidarizal, inside the sukkah. Because at the end of the day, we're supposed to be able to come into the sukkah. It's supposed to change us. It's supposed to make us different people. We can't just come out of sukkahs and just says, okay, I went to Chol Moed here, Chol Moed there. No. The Kedusha of Yom Kippur, the Kedusha of sukkahs comes together as one, as Hoshana Rabbah, Simchas Torah. It should come into our innards. And that's exactly what the pasuk says. The Imre Emes says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh L'cha. Make for yourself a sukkah. Make sure you're a mikdash. Make sure you're a mishkan, says the Imre Emes. I was by Rav Binerman tonight, Rav Melech Binerman Shlito. You look at his face, you see someone who's kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. He's fully kadosh in the gunim and Torah and simcha. The reason why his Torah is so contagious, the whole world is begging for it in English and French and Hebrew and Yiddish, is because it's pure. It's a mikdash. It's a mishkan. He's a sukkah himself. Sheha'odim atzmo yaseh sukkah. A beautiful insight of the Imre Emes in Yer Tuf Reish Samaches. And finally, Yer Tuf Reish Ayin, just a few years after, the Emes says a beautiful insight. He quotes his father, this Fas Emes, who says in Tuf Reish Mem, that Sukkos is the Gemar Me Yom Kippur. That whatever we did on Yom Kippur, right, we know famously the Hoshana Rabbah is the Chasim of the Chasima. Aryeh Shag Milo Yira, the Shlosh says, when the lion roars, who doesn't fear, Aryeh stands for El Roshan Yom Kippur Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is Mamish, the seal of the seal. But says the Imre Emes, according to the Sfas Emes, that Sukkos is really the Gemara of Yom Kippur. And how do we see that? One of the main Sukkim we've seen in Yom Kippur is, Ki b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem, l'tahar eschem mikol chatzoseichem, l'fnei Hashem tiraru, on this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wipe you away clean, and you'll purify all the way your averus in front of Hashem. You shall be purified, says the Yemei Emes. But Yom Hazayichaper Aleichem, that refers to Yom Kippur. Yom Hazayichaper Aleichem, Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives us our sins. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. But when do we get that tahara? When do we get that tahara of the mikvah? That's Chag HaSukkos. And how does he explain? It says Pasha. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. That refers to the pasuk we read twice. We read it today. In Chutz, we read it today, Varshana, for the second day and the first day. That you should rejoice lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Ki b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem z'yom kippur. But the end of the pasuk, lifnei Hashem Titaru, the purification, the mikvah, that dafka comes mamish on sukkah. When a person puts himself into the sukkah, right? I think you even saw it in another piece of the Ermiyamis from the other Sfarim HaKadoshim, that the sukkah is a mikvah, right? Rosh of Rubo, the Shulchanah. That if you have your head out, it's not a good mikvah, right? If one part of your body is not in the mikvah, al pi halacha, the mikvah doesn't count. So same thing with the sukkah. A person has got to be fully into the sukkah. Fully into the sukkah means you're all in. When you're all in, not just Yom Kippur and Yilalat and everything you knew you're in, but you're all in on Sukkot. You're all in. Yom Kippur is Tshuva Meira, the Sfas Hashem says, and Sukkot is Tshuva Me'ava. It's Tshuva Me'ava. You're building up from the Tshuva Meira and Tshuva Me'ava. Just to give these three ideas from the Yirmiyamis. The first idea we said from the Yirmiyamis, Tofer Yisamach Vav, the Naju comes to Hillel and teach me the whole Torah, Regal Achas. Semer Yirmiyamis. It wasn't just saying Regal Achas. Regal Achas, teach me what Sukkot is all about. And Hillel told him, right, whatever you don't want into yourself, don't do it to others. Then, after the chachmocha, zeklav go to the Torah. You want to come to Simchas Torah? First, I have to have the chachmocha. Make sure in Sukkot to work on your Avos Yisrael to be able to make sure that every Jew counts. You look for the good in every Jew. That there might be an Esrog Jew and a Lulav Jew, but even the Adasim and even the Arava Jew is still a Yid, and we love him and care and kind and sensitive. The second idea from the Ermayemis was on Tafresh Samaches. Malbez, the Gemara Tanya says, Yudah Alfa Malbez, Kodosh Roy B'Soch Me'ov. A person has to make themselves, their innards, their insides, Kodosh. Talking about fasting. But says the Ermayemis, the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha. You have to make for yourself Sukkah. But says the Ermayemis, no, homiletically, Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha. You should make for yourself a Sukkah. You yourself should be a Sukkah. That your Lulav should be a spine. That your Esrog is your heart. The Hadassim are Kodosh, your eyes, your Ravos, your lips. Make sure your spine, your heart, and your eyes, your lips, make sure they're Kodosh. Make sure they're holy. Make sure you're taking in what Sukkot is all about. Make sure you're making yourself a Mishkan or Mikdash. And finally, the third and final idea from the Ermayemis, in Tafresh Ayin, quotes the Sfas Emes, who says that Sukkot is the Gemara of Yom Kippur. Because we say, V'kiva Yom Azei Yichaper Aleichem Tara Eschem Kod Michol Tasechem Hifnei Hashem Tiraru. Kiva Yom Azei Yichaper Aleichem. That refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu atoning for our sins. That refers to Yom Kippur. I'm sorry for the bus noise. That's Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. That refers to Yom Kippur. Lifnei Hashem Tidharu. But when we get fully purified, Lifnei Hashem is when Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem. When we have Simcha, pure Simcha in front of the Barshem, and we know that's on Sukkot. So we should be Zoch Vaz Hashem. Take these three ideas of the Ermayemis, of the Avos Yisrael, of making sure that we put ourselves fully into the Kedusha of Sukkot, of making sure we become a Mishkan, a Mikdash, and making sure we take the inspiration and Sukkot to be not just a time of Tshuv Meir, but a true time of Tshuv Me'ava, building off of what we built off in Yom Kippur, and taking it with us, building it from Tshuv Meira to Tshuv Me'ava. Utsmachtem ufnei Hashem tira elokeichem. Bez Hashem shbech for us, olanu l'chol Yisrael, bez Hashem shkoy.